As I speak, approximately 1.3 million of the long-term unemployed have exhausted their benefits. They now receive nothing to bolster their spending. To some, this is an outrageous betrayal of the fundamental decency that is at the core of the best of America's moral traditions. To others, it is about time the unemployed stop being subsidized in their idleness. Cutting off benefits, so the argument goes, will make them try harder to find a job. Now, we can debate the morality of unemployment insurance till doomsday without swaying any of the opinions on the other side. Therefore, I want to focus on something factual. The benefits gained by people who have jobs from paying unemployment insurance to the unemployed. At first glance, it would seem that people who have jobs are not harmed when someone else loses a job, nor helped when unemployed individuals get money from the government. However, that first thought is dead wrong. In an economy such as ours, where one's standard of living depends on the income one receives, spending by other people is the key to that income. Thus, every increase in income for anybody potentially raises everyone else's standard of living. Similarly, every decrease in income potentially erodes everyone else's standard of living. My reasoning is based on a concept known as aggregate demand. Aggregate demand is nothing more than the purchasing of goods and services by every economic actor, whether it be individuals like you and me buying food, or a business buying new machines, or the government hiring air traffic controllers. Every dollar spent by these economic actors is income for someone somewhere in the economy. If there's more unemployment this year than last year, chances are that spending will grow more slowly this year than last year, and your income will most likely be affected even if you do not actually lose your job. When government increases the amount of money it pays to the unemployed, that plays a role in allowing the unemployed to keep spending, thereby cushioning the fall in aggregate demand that caused the rise in unemployment in the first place. This moderates the downward pressure on the standard of living for the rest of us. Businesses that cater to consumption, restaurants, groceries, gasoline, to name some, will not have to cut back production if their customers who have lost their jobs continue to have income coming in. In short, when government spends money on the unemployed, that gets translated into spending by the unemployed, which in turn translates into rising or at least stable incomes for the rest of us. When the long-term unemployed lost their benefits, that represented a decline in overall spending in the economy. True, in a multi-trillion dollar economy with many millions of spenders, 1.3 million people is a small percentage. However, during this painfully slow recovery from the Great Recession, every little roadblock on the road to recovery is painful and should be avoided, not embraced. This brings me to my final point. The statement that cutting unemployment benefits will encourage people to try harder for jobs is based on the erroneous idea that there are plenty of jobs out there if the unemployed would only try harder to find them. This is absolute nonsense. For it to be true, we would have to argue that for some strange reason, since 2009, more and more of the unemployed perversely decided to stop looking for work. In fact, there are three applicants for every open job. The problem is the failure of the economy to generate sufficient aggregate demand to employ all who are willing and able to work. Cutting unemployment benefits will decrease aggregate demand and make it harder for the unemployed to find work.